My name is Kate Burke. I'm 15 years old. Today is December 15th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Darcy Burke, who is my mom. We're recording in Lago Vista, Texas. Can you say your name and age?
My name is Darcy Burke, and I'm 49 years old.
The first question is, what is the best memory from your childhood?
I think my best memory would be our traditions on Christmas Eve. We would start off by taking a picture with all of my brothers and sisters, and I'm the youngest of nine, so there were a lot of us. And everybody wore the best thing that they had, and we would make tacos and enchiladas. And then after the dishes were done, we would sit around and exchange Christmas presents, and then we would walk across the street and go to midnight mass.
The second question is, what are your favorite family holidays and why?
I really like Thanksgiving and the 4th of July. I like Thanksgiving because anybody is welcome to come, whether it's family, friends, or somebody who just needs a place to hang out and have a good time and enjoy each other. And I like the 4th of July because I like barbecues and just the warmth and the sunshine. I also really enjoy the 4th of July because we had a dog who had 11 puppies on that day, and I always think about that.
What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you the most proud?
Well, I have a wonderful family. I have an awesome husband and two amazing children, and so that makes me very proud. And then I really love my job. I work in a school district as an instructional technology specialist, and I work with students and kids, and I'm constantly learning and trying to become better at what I'm doing. And what was the rest of the question?
Why are you most proud of those things?
I'd be most proud to, well, I'm proud of the job that I have because it's something that I really like. I like going to work every day. I like what I'm doing. I like what I'm learning. And I think it's important to have a position that you really enjoy.
And how did you find your job?
Recently, a few years ago, I got my master's degree. And in one of my classes, part of the class was about finding the perfect job for you. And we took lots of ability tests, aptitude tests, surveys, interviewed people in various positions, and I knew that science and technology was what I wanted to work with.
Nice. What did you do in the summer when you were off from school?
Well, I told you I was the youngest of nine, so when I was a young kid, I basically had hung around the house and helped do it, whatever needed to be done, lots of chores. But we really just kind of hung out. There weren't all the soccer practices and clubs and things like there are today. I also lived across the street from the church, and so if they needed anything done, my parents were always sending us over there. And then as I got older, I had a lot of different jobs. I used to work at, I worked at the church. I worked at a bed and breakfast that was by our house. I worked at a shoe store. I worked at a place called Bailey's Bears, which was like the original Build-A-Bear that's at the mall. And those were all jobs I had during the school year. And then in the summertime, I was a lifeguard.
And what was your favorite chore to do around the house when you were younger? Like, if you had to have one as your favorite, what would you want to do every day?
A chore?
Mm-hmm.
There was no chore I liked. My least favorite chore was laundry, which is still my least favorite chore. But I guess cleaning the swimming pool?
If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
Well, I really like the job that I have now. I've been in education for 20 years and had a variety of different positions. And I really like working with kids, and I like working with the teachers and helping them. I don't think that there's something else that I would have rather done. Maybe I've been a farmer and learned more about gardening or something like that, but I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing.
And would you ever want to have like a big garden of your own?
Oh yes, I would like that very much. We just have really bad dirt where we live.
Would it be like vegetables or flowers?
Both.
Nice. What jobs did you have as a teenager, and what did you do with the money that you earned?
Well, I had all the variety of jobs I told you about. I worked at the Bailey's Bears. I worked as a lifeguard. I worked at our church. I worked at a shoe store. What did I do with the money? I saved it until I was 16, and I used the money to pay for the car that my parents let me use. I remember one huge chunk of money went. I had to buy new tires for the car because we had a lot of snow where I lived, and we didn't have the right kind of tires on the car, and that was a small fortune. But I saved up all the money. When I was lifeguarding in the summer, I used that money for when I went back to college.
And what kind of car was it that you were given?
I drove a 1973 lime green Chevy Vega.
Nice. And where did you live that it snowed?
Oh, I lived in Pennsylvania.
Nice. In what town?
Blue Ridge Summit.
Did you enjoy going to school when you were younger? Why or why not?
I guess I liked it okay. I didn't like having to ride the bus. We lived in Blue Ridge Summit, which was at the top of the mountain, and the school was called, or the town where the schools were was called Waynesboro. And it was, I guess it's about 15 miles away. But when the weather was bad, I didn't like riding the bus. They had to put chains on it, and the bus rides could be kind of scary. But the school part itself, I didn't mind. I guess I liked school okay. I just didn't like the transportation to and from.
Did you have a favorite grade?
I don't know. I had not really thought about that. Maybe in eighth grade, I was the field hockey player of the season.
Nice.
I know, right?
When you were younger, what did you imagine that your career would be?
Well, since we didn't live very far from Washington, D.C., I always imagined myself doing something in the government. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So when I first went to college, I wanted to be a lobbyist, and I thought that that would be a great job. And then one spring, I think, late winter, early spring, I interned with Arlen Specter, and found out quickly that that wasn't what I wanted to do. Tell me the question again.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your career would be?
So I think because I live so close to Washington, D.C., and we had, like Ronald Reagan was one of the presidents at the time, and I was so impressed by him and everything that happened, that was where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do. I don't know, but it kind of changed as I got older and didn't seem the thing for me.
What is your most vivid memory from school?
Can it be a vivid memory from school as an adult?
Sure.
So I remember 9/11. I was a second grade teacher, and my principal came on the loudspeaker, and she said, "Teachers, you need to check your email," and which, you know, if this was like 2000, you didn't really check your email during the day. It was something random. And so she had sent us a message that we all needed to come to the library as soon as possible. And we had the kids lined up in the hallway, and she told us what had happened. And I had a really good friend who was a flight attendant who I spoke to all the time. And she actually was flying out of New York either that day or the day before. I had just talked to her. And so I was so scared about everything that was going on, and so frightened for her, and worried about my family that lived close to D.C., and my family who lived in D.C., and then I just wanted to get home and be with my husband and my son, because I was so scared.
And what school were you working at that time?
I worked in Austin. I worked at Ortega Elementary.
Where did you grow up, and what was life like there?
I grew up in rural Pennsylvania. We lived at the very top of one of the Appalachian Mountains. I didn't live far from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. was only about an hour and 20-minute drive, not too far. Also, Baltimore, Maryland was right near there. It's close to Washington. So where I grew up was, let's see, we had a post office and a gas station. It's not too much different from Lago, except it It was very spread out. Like, you did not have a neighbor who lived next door to you. They lived next door, but, like, you lived on acres. And so it wasn't like seeing the houses you see here. It was nice. You know, we went to church every Sunday and every Wednesday, and we had barbecues with people, and just your, like what you see on TV of kids growing up back in those days. You know, one of the downfalls of it was that my friends all lived very far away, and so I didn't get to have sleepovers and things like that very often. Until I was older and I could drive, or they could drive. But it was a good place to live. I liked it.
And were you born there?
No, I was born in Germany.
Why were you born in Germany? Did your parents live there at the time, or?
Yes, my dad was in the military.
So did you move directly from Germany to Pennsylvania?
Yes, we did. My dad worked at the Pentagon, and so he had to come back, and he stayed in Washington. He would leave every Sunday night, and he would come back every Friday night. But this was when I was really little. We moved back to the United States when I was 3 or 4, 3 and a half maybe. And then he retired from that job when I was in 4th or 5th grade.
Nice. Well, thank you for interviewing with me today.
Thank you very much.